You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. 15 minutes of your busy day. Let's see what we can learn today in 15 minutes. As you are tuned into WGOD Radio, this is the place that God's always broadcasting, because we know where he speaks. He speaks in his word. God's always broadcasting. The question is, are you tuned into his frequency? I pray you are now. Lord God, speak to us today through your word. Lord, we stop from our busy days and we tune in to you. Lord, speak to us in one of the most famous portions of Scripture in all the Bible. Lead us, guide us, equip us, send us out, establish a new ministry in us today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. As I said before, we're looking at, this is one of the most important Scriptures in all the Bible. Because this man here, this false prophet, is going to deceive over 2 billion people. And everyone out here who I'm speaking to today knows someone that's going to be deceived by this person. Maybe your son. Maybe your wayward son. Maybe your daughter. Maybe your uncle, your nephew. Maybe your friend at work. Everyone out here knows somebody. Revelation 13:8, it says, all who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. We all know someone. And indeed, my prayer is, a new ministry will start for you today as you hear this word and as the Lord uses his word to send you out. I believe we're living in the end of the end now, friend. And if in fact I'm right, God's got you alive right here, right now, at this time for a reason. You can read Acts chapter 17. God makes no mistakes. He has determined our pre-appointed times, that is, when you live, and the boundaries of our dwellings. God's determined where you live as well. God makes no mistake, friend. He's got you alive now for a reason. No matter how young you are and how old you are, God wants to use you. He's like that Uncle Sam poster, and he's pointing at you and says, I want you. My prayer is you'd be like Isaiah and say, here am I. You see, I once read Oswald Chambers, right? God didn't call Isaiah. Isaiah overheard it. Isaiah overheard what God said and raised up his hand, volunteered, and said, here am I, Lord, send me. I hope and pray you'd overhear this message here today, and that this would motivate you to go out here, to let God use you during these times to change history. Revelation chapter 13, we're looking at this false prophet. I want to read to you today what this man does, and I want to read it to you out of the King James Version, verse 15, Revelation 13, 15. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Think about that. Now, the King James Version translates that word. The Greek word is pneuma. The word is a proper name for the Holy Spirit. Hagios, pneuma, Holy Spirit. Pneuma is where the word breath comes from, spirit. But what do you want to use for, you know, to translate that? The King James Version has life. He's got the power to give life. Certainly, call it what you want. You can take something. It's an image. We looked at yesterday, an image is an icon. It's an exact representation of something. Like the Lord Jesus Christ is the express image of God. You also can read in Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. He is the icon of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Likewise, this thing here, it is the image of the beast. As Jesus Christ is the icon of the invisible God, this is the icon of the Antichrist. And it says, this man's got the power to give life. The Greek word is pneuma. If you want to choose to translate that breath like the New King James and others have, feel free to it. What image do you get? He's got the power to give breath to the image of the beast so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image to be killed. Now, this one event is going to deceive billions of people. And I'm here to tell you today that God wants to use you to make a difference out here. Remember, he deceives those who dwell on the earth. People do not blindly do this. People will not blindly take the mark. Eve did not blindly do what she did. Eve said to God, "The serpent deceived me and I ate." Do you think she would have done all the things that she did if she would have known what was going to happen as a result? No way. Do you think Judas Iscariot would have done what he did if he would have known what was going to happen? And I can prove that to you. You go to Matthew chapter 27, verse 2. It says of Judas, when he saw what had happened to Jesus, he went back into the temple. He hurled the money in the temple and cried out and said, "I've sinned. I've sinned. I've sinned." That was the reaction of a man who had been deceived. Likewise, at the end of the age, it says he deceives those who dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do, telling to those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who had the wound of the sword and yet came to life. People take the mark at the end of the age because they're deceived into doing it. Not willingly. They're deceived. And God wants to use you at this time. Certainly, if not you, then your children. How well do your children notice? God wants to use you. I believe you're going to be alive to see this in your lifetime. I believe it. God wants to use you to take people out of this group. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life. God wants to use you to add more names to the book of life today. Do you overhear me today? Will you do what Isaiah did when he overheard? And say, "Here am I, Lord. Send me." I want you to see that people are deceived at the end of the age into doing what they do. They don't do it blindly. They don't do it willingly. They're deceived into doing what they're doing. The Paul Esposito definition of deceived, here it is. It's to think that something is something, while something is actually something else. Verse 14 out of my translation. It says, he deceives my own people. This is John speaking. He deceives my own people who dwell on the earth by the signs which were given to him to do before the beast, saying to those who dwell on the earth to make an image of the beast who had the wound of the sword and came to life, and it was given to him to give breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image to be killed. And he causes all small and great, rich and poor. Let's stop there for a minute. Look at those two words, great and rich. He causes all, small, great, rich, the great and the rich, you know? It's no great surprise to force poor people into taking something. But the rich, you see, the rich who don't need anything, he forces or causes all, small and great. You see, it doesn't matter who you are, no matter how much money you are, no matter how much money you have, whether you're Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Donald Trump, George Soros, it doesn't matter who you are. All, he causes all, the small, the great, and the rich. You see, there's no prestige is going to save you here. There is no key to the executive washroom, as Mr. Granger would say. You see, there's no excuse here. There's no way out of this. Everyone, he causes all, small, great, rich, poor, free, and bond, that they should receive a karagma, a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, so that no one may buy or sell, save he that has the mark, the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding calculate. This is a command. This is the Greek word psephisato. It's a command. He's saying, get out your paper, get out your pencil with an eraser on it, and figure this out. Here is wisdom. Okay, this is for all you smart people out there. He's saying, everyone out there with Bible wisdom, everyone out there with spiritual understanding, this is for you. Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And his number is, now we'll pick it up right there tomorrow. We've got one more program left this week. We're going to look at this, what this number is. In the meantime, will you accept the call of God? God's looking for a few good men. God's looking for a few good women who will open up the eyes of people at this time. Might not be today, but the time is coming where God's looking for some people here that know the truth, that'll warn people not to do this. We're out of time. You're listening to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We'll be back here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.